Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl.
Chelsea Monet.
There we go. I'm about to say, baby, what happened to you? You got
Hi.
You. I got you.
Hey, we in there.
Yeah. It's Thanksgiving week. Y'all know the Thanksgiving week shows be off the chain.
Yes. So
we're glad to have y'all here. Chelsea, we miss you. You weren't here last week.
I miss you guys too. Yes. Wiped here. Okay. So what are we talking about today?
Well, yeah, no, we got to catch people up what's been going on. Especially you, you got 2 weeks of catching us up what's been going on with you. So,
I know.
You know, we're going to start with you first because you got a lot to get out of your chest.
Yes, okay. So pretty much all I've been doing is really getting ready for my son's first birthday. He turned 1. He was just so cute. It was cute. I cried. And then just Christmas shopping, been working on some posters that are coming out, you guys, on Black Friday. You can buy it in person or you can go online and buy it. We'll give y'all the details later. And then also talking to people about what's next with me. Just a lot in store for you guys. Just stay tuned and y'all will see me fly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I definitely got to say, I'm mad because I just got to.
No.
Okay, because y'all know I've been playing Fallout 76. Before I get to you on something else I'm going to get you about, I've been playing Fallout 76, and my brother just told me it's a damn 48 gigabyte update today. Y'all getting my damn nerves, these big ass updates. Okay.
Who?
I guess I won't be playing tonight. Nonetheless. All right. So. I was gonna go to so your shoot, man, because I got a chance to shoot you. Not this Saturday, but the Saturday before, and that was awesome. So.
I had so much fun. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna talk about something that was interesting. So my homegirl who came over who I'm really cool with, she's from Cali, and she had just moved to Texas about a year ago, and she moved out. She was in San Antonio, but she eventually moved out here. And so, you know, we were already talking, man, when you come out here, we gonna have to work each other a whole lot. So, you know, she was coming over here. I ain't going to get all into why she was coming over here. Wasn't anything like, I know how y'all messy people like to be. Ooh, what was she coming over? No, it wasn't nothing like that. She was coming over for something else because she was in this area. So she stopped by. She's like, oh, what's up? So she was already makeup ready and stuff. I was like, man, you know what? We got to shoot. Ain't no way in the world we can't shoot. I said, you're here. You already got something on you. You might as well shoot. So, you know, so we know shooting, and then making a long story short, I was like, ooh, Chelsea, we should shoot y'all together. I was like, man, it's always fun with Chelsea to shoot with other people, too. It just allows her to network with other models and all that. So she likes, you know, I know you like working with other people. So I was like, man, I got to put these two together because, yeah, shit, they be making moves. Make your money moves. So, yeah, so it was dope, man. It was really dope. And I'm laughing because I remember what A Savage said. She was like, dang, girl, your thighs. She was talking about Chelsea thighs, boy. Which that's funny because, okay, so shout out to the hater out there that was trying to talk about your booty look flat. I'm like,
oh my god!
Chelsea?
So like,
oh man,
so happened.
I don't know what Chelsea you're looking at, but Chelsea got them yams. For those of y'all just
like,
just
how you
and don't see
how you just
before,
don't like
Chelsea
do that.
Got them yams, y'all.
It was crazy.
I'm
just promoting out to y'all, and you just. You didn't even have to respond. You could have just said, you could have just deleted it. But you had to get mad. Or not get mad, just, I don't know, for yourself. I don't know. But just, really? Really? You had to say that?
But some people be on that stuff. And so, you know what? Sometimes I be finding out some of these people be, any people we know, but they go on, but they use a different name as well so they control. Your page, troll our pages, and hate. because some people be getting mad because they want to do stuff. They want to do stuff with you, or they want to do stuff with me. And it says they get to do it. They want to start hating us. So I'm like, what's the point in that?
I know. Like I had that exact same thing happen to me earlier, where somebody used somebody else's profile to try to get in contact with me. Like, that's weird. That is weird to me.
Yeah, I think that's fugazi. I do not like people do that.
Like, obviously, either you blocked or you haven't found me on any of my social media for a reason, you know? So why go through that much trouble? That's a waste of time.
So, yeah, I'm just be over I'm over it, man. So, because I deal with all the time, like, it's models that I've dealt with, and they had to deal with. It's some people who are so mad at me because, you know, models that work with me won't work with them. And my thing is this. I'm not a person that don't want other people that's working with me to work with other people. But the thing is, if you do people dirt, you are a consistent person that do people dirty, and you keep that same energy going, and then you say some F shit about me, guess what that means? You're not gonna get no kind of endorsement from me. Just know that.
Yeah.
So I just be over it.
Okay, so
yeah, so
remember when I messaged you about that photographer?
Yeah.
That, like, I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm going to go ahead and say something like this, because I've said it on the show a million times. You know what? I ain't afraid to say it. Some people are going to say, oh, whatever, you messed the game up. Blah, blah, blah. You know what? Shut the F up forever. I don't understand how y'all feel so right in your mind to you approaching a person and you, quote-unquote, want to work with them so bad, but then you're going to ask them for some money to shoot with you. Excuse me? You asked to shoot with me.
Exactly. Like, what the fuck?
So I think it's ridiculous to even think that that's even the case. And the thing is, it's like, so bruh, like if I'm investing you, if I'm just investing a random person, I would just put that money towards the people I work with regularly. Why would I put it towards you? Like, see, that shit don't make any goddamn sense. So it's ridiculous. So yeah, between that, I would say is so to kind of tell people about the shoe a little more, because I didn't quite tell them, like, what the nature of the shoe was. So
yeah,
she was I know, I mean, people are like, man, y'all gonna be in the shoe discussion forever, but hey, it was that dope. It's a hell, we making up for lost time from last week. So F y'all.
For real. The pictures,
hey, the
pictures prove how dope it was, y'all.
Yeah, like, I'm telling y'all, Chelsea comes out of her has been coming continually. She's been rewarding y'all. She's been coming out of her shell a whole lot. So
yeah,
yes, y'all. She gives me a look like cause what I like about it, and what I'm blessed to be able to that my stuff has been displaying, thankfully, is that it's still a lot like Chelsea. Still gets to display sensuality without necessarily, how can I put it? She doesn't like it, because I mean, the thing is, I've shot everything. I've shot people who've done more erotic stuff and whatever, but I don't force it. Like, my thing is this, everyone has their lane. And for Chelsea, it's like, from my point of view, how I view it, is she likes, like, she wants to do sexy stuff, but she still wants to be to where you know, it can still be
it's not too
mass
sexy.
Consumed. Yeah, it can still be consumed. It can still be consumed at a mass in public because it's like, okay, dang, girl, I know you had like that. But she's not necessarily, basically like this, I was having a discussion with someone earlier, like, not necessarily, unless what you're doing is calling for that, it's not necessarily simulating sex. And that's the thing. You can always do sexy stuff, but not have to always simulate sex and still get the job done. So yeah, that was a really dope thing, man. Like I was like every time, like we find a way to, you know, and the thing is, like if some people are like listening and probably like, well, man, like oh, so this is like she like not really. I mean, she still got her butt tooted up a little bit, so y'all can see her cakes and all that, but it's not like thottish.
Exactly.
I don't know how I can put it for people because people get to the, you know, like, oh, y'all judge. Like, man, y'all know me. If you know me, you know people. Some of the people outside and still shoot. Y'all know that I know no, my stuff knows no bounds. So I don't give a rat's ass. I do whatever. But my thing is this. I want to be able to have different people for different lanes. I want to be able to spread it out and have people who I can do this with, who I do this with. I like that. I like having it's like when you go to, you open up a pack of Skittles, you got all these different flavors that give you, you know, you want to be able to have different flavors and be able to work with it. So it's the same way I like to deal with people. I want people who I can do this with and people who I do this with. It keeps me current and keeps me well versed so that, you know, more people who are paying clients be ready to go. And be like, oh, okay, you done that. Okay, cool. Like, I can, you know, I can say, yeah, I've done something like this. So, I like it. And, I mean, our past two shoots have been like that. Like, it's been, because, I mean, and then some people that, because I know how some people, they come in late into what you've been doing. And then, like, they don't realize that, oh, well, yes, we've been doing sexy stuff. But if you go back, most of our stuff has been more so fashion-oriented. So you can't necessarily put me and her in a bubble. That's all we do.
Yeah.
we just mixing it up a little bit for y'all. Keep y'all asses guessing. That's when you think, oh, you got us all figured out. Bam. And, like, people, man, I'm telling you, like, these, like, because some people always assume that it'd be the guys that go chase at the chicks or whatever, but man, these females be acting crazy. Sometimes these females are crazy over the show than these dudes. Lord.
Shout out to all the females out there shouting for me.
I done had chicks jump out the top rope all the way into my DM over you. I'm like,
well, shout out to y'all.
So like, oh man, who?
Yeah, the real MVP.
I'm like, oh Lord, they try to turn you out. I was like, watch out, Chelsea. They try to turn you out. So, yes, it'd be dope, man. So, yeah, we just be trying to give y'all a mixture, man. You never know. And so, yeah, we just keep it coming and keep you guessing. But yes, I know I went on forever about the shoot stuff, so. So next thing, man. Next, other stuff I've done this weekend, man. Like, so, y'all know me, man. Every Saturday, I always work out early in the morning, like 9:40, from like 9:45 to like about 10:30 ish, or whatever. Well, shoot, my trainer, he had me work out till like 10:30 this Saturday. So I was like, man. Start later. You know, sometimes I just want to get it out the way so I can just be done.
Yeah.
But I guess a little bit of extra rest was good. I get to make my oatmeal, have more time to make my oatmeal so far I went. But, yes, I did that, and I pretty much was playing Fallout 76. Y'all know I've been telling y'all to look at that game. It was on play, blase. And yeah, man, I've been excited. I've been playing with my brother. I've been playing with some other people online that I met like while I was in the game, and it's been pretty fun. I know, matter of fact, I know last time I didn't have the Xbox hooked up when you was here last time. I won't make that mistake again because you had to leave early, but yeah, next time you over here, you over for some time, you gonna get this ass up in some Mortal Kombat because y'all she been talking cash shit.
I'll be anybody if y'all look. If y'all want to know my PlayStation name or my Xbox name, I will post it tonight on my Instagram. Mm. Come and fight me. Promise you get whooped.
So, put some respect on my skills. But, yeah, so I was playing that, man. I mean, I'm gonna be somewhat transparent about something else, man. Y'all, I'm gonna let y'all know right now, because people be always want to go, oh, why you? Let's share my relationship status. Why you so? And when they find out, or you tell them you single or something,
why you single? You take care to be single.
They get to doing all that shit. I'm like, bruh. That shit sound good, but it don't work. The same way females don't be wanting to hear that shit, I don't be wanting to hear that shit either. Like, y'all can sing that shit. Y'all can go get the biggest megaphone you want and sing that shit, and I'm still not here for it.
Hmm.
I mean, seriously, like, my money, my time is valuable, people. So if you waste my time, that's time I can't get back. So make sure when you deal with me in any capacity, whether it's business, personal, whatever, you are ready to do. You are ready to go in because I ain't gonna have. You know, when I'm serious, I ain't half-assing. I'm coming with the whole energy. But if I see you, acting dry, I'm gonna reciprocate the same exact stuff, the same energy you put forward towards me.
Yeah.
And the thing is, a lot of times you gotta pay close attention to people because sometimes people are very reflexive of how they are serious about anything. Like a lot of people, like some people are like that was one of why people have failed relationships or whatever. Some people, and pay this like every type of relationship whether it's been personal or business, all spectrums. Fail because it starts with them. If you don't know how to have some strong mental fortitude, then you need to take your time. You need to admit it. I'm telling y'all, man, that if you wasting your time on any entity you dealing with me, please keep it moving because as y'all know how, especially in kind of business, even business even more so than personal. I be on my shit. I stay on it. Hell, I sleep, eat, and breathe my businesses. So if you're not serious, don't fucking come by me. I'm trying to be involved because you're in the damn way for what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that, man. I'm just putting a fair warning out there to people. If you're going to half-ass yourself to the fucking left, but don't come this darn direction. Because in the words of the great philosopher Beyonce Knowles Carter, she as she has stated before, don't you ever for a second get to thinking that you what, Chelsea?
You for the
earn crickets of the week for that. You earn the crickets of the week for that one. Is don't you ever for a second get to thinking where the answer was irreplaceable?
Oh, Lord!
All right, so I've been talking forever, fucking forever. Yeah, man. I was ready to talk to y'all today, man. I was geared up. I was extra energetic, and this is after a hard ass workout at the gym today. So that's telling you something. Oh man, that man was trying to kill me. Today is burn day, and I think he's listening. So and I'm also a girl that I work out with. She's listening too, possibly. So she knows the struggle that I just went through today. I was on but man, they always got these creative ass exercises. We did something called the Hindu push-ups. I'm like, what the hell? So yeah, I wasn't here for them Hindu push-ups at all. I wasn't here for that, and I wasn't here for the rocket snow angels. I was not here for neither one of them things. Things wore me out.
Yeah.
So yeah. And the thing is, I mean, here's the thing. I will admittedly tell y'all one of my weaknesses I have is I like whenever I'm doing exercises that involve me to be low to the ground. Like I always have a hard time breathing because I'm trying to focus my mind, trying to breathe, and trying to do the low to the ground exercises simultaneously. So it's a mental block I have to get over. Okay, you can do this simultaneously. Just relax and breathe. Like because it don't necessarily the exercise that's simple, but I know like some of these exercises are not super. They're not as hard as they seem. But when my breathing be trash, it F up everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're gonna go ahead and go to another quick song break. We come back from the song break, we gonna go ahead and go into Moments of Monet. Moments of Monet. So y'all listen to Life at the Dust Live with your boy Cindy J and your girl Chelsea Monet. I'm just gonna play, so I ain't gonna tell y'all I'm playing. Y'all just gonna have to listen. When we come back, here you go.
Your man's Pee Wee Herman.
I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you a chef? Cause you keep feeding me soup.
You know what they say about those who sweat themselves. You might find yourself by yourself. I'm not waiting because I'm no waiter. So when I blow up, don't try to kick it to me later.
All them girls must got you gas.
And when they see a good thing, they don't let it pass.
Well, that's okay. You see if that's their plan. Cause for me, I already got a man.
What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What's your man together?
On how you talking? Whatever.
We can't have nothing.
It all depends.
Well, if we can't be lovers, then we can't be friends.
Well, then I guess it's nothing.
Well, hey, I think you're bluffing.
Well, I'ma call my man.
Well, I can get a ragamuffin. You better catch a flashback. Remember, I'm not crabbing it. You know my style, but I'm not having it.
All I remember is, excuse me, miss, you can't get a girl like me with a line like this.
Well, look, I treat you good.
My man treats me better.
I talk sweet on the phone.
My man writes love letters.
I'll tell you that I want you and tell you that I care.
My man says the same.
Well, I'm clean cutting down, well, that's what I'm about.
My man bought me things and he
like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't have to ask when. Your man's a headache, I'll be your aspirin. All confusion, you know, I'll solve them.
I got a man.
You got a what? How long you had that problem? What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hit up, see?
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hit up.
I got a man.
Hey, yo, baby, put up and down, no preservatives.
I got a man.
I told you I'd treat you right.
I
oh, come
got
on,
a man.
I ain't no future threat.
I'm not.
I'm not trying to hit up, see.
I got a man.
But your man ain't me.
I got a man.
You got a what?
I got a man.
You got a what? I'm not trying to hit up.
I'm not trying to hit up, see. All right, we're back. We're back on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sandy J, and your girl.
Chelsea Monet.
So, let's talk about you and me. Okay. So,
Chelsea.
All right, so it's time for that, time for some, not just any moments, but it is the moment of Monet. And so, yeah. Go ahead and let us know, Chelsea, what you got, basically, what's on the Moments of Monet for today.
Okay, so today, I would just like to see, like, what everybody's favorite memory on Thanksgiving is. Like, what's your favorite memory?
What is my favorite memory? Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and let people know if y'all trying to call in and tell us what your favorite memory is. Y'all can call in at 347-202-0389.
Call.
So, yes. My memory, well, it's a lot, but I know, like, so one of the stuff which I'll be doing this Wednesday. Like, so every year now, since I do past couple years doing the show, I've been doing something where I do the behind the scenes show, behind the scenes Thanksgiving show live. So basically, what I'm doing is, like, so I'm in the I'm doing the show from the kitchen, and over my dad's sitting there. So while we're doing that, you know, he's breaking down. You know, some of the techniques he does as far as cooking techniques, some of the stuff as far as shopping, what you need to look for, you know, just hindsight. And then, yeah, he'll tell you right as he's doing stuff, like what he's making and whatnot, kind of give y'all a glimpse of what's going to be on the table this year. So, yeah. It's always. I think that's become like one of my favorite things. Like, I'm always excited to do it because it's always cool. Cause my dad's always acting the fool whenever he gets to be on the show.
Really?
Yes, especially like, okay. So sometimes when I'm doing the show, and if I happen to be, you know, if he happens to be around, I happen to be in the vicinity of him whenever I'm doing the show and stuff. He be throwing in, you know, because some people be having people in the background, they don't be talking about it. They don't be on subject at all. They just be being rude. But he be throwing in random answers into the damn show. And so, especially like when I do the list, he be acting so damn petty and adding in shit. And it's like, I'm trying to remember if you were. Oh, you missed that actually. Or did he do it the day you was on? Was my dad on the day you were on the show?
No,
he was on part two when we for the Halloween. We were doing the spooky at the dusk, and he was on here on. You know, I had him do. Remember, I was telling you he was going to tell one of his stories Oh, man. Y'all, that's a must-listen-to radio. That was good. He told one of his scary stories. Because, like, what people didn't realize, some of the premises were of that show, we were telling actual true stories that just happened to be scary that we went through.
Mm.
So, yeah. That's what was up with that. Mm-hmm. What about you, Chelsea? What's your favorite memory?
My favorite memory is when I met my boyfriend's aunt.
Oh.
Like, it was because, like, I don't know, I'm nervous when I meet somebody else's people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just up there just nervous, but she, like, she's so full of energy, and, like, I'm not, like, I can't explain it. She just, like, she got a great personality. She is so funny. She's just great. Like, we best friends now. Like, she's real cool. That's my favorite. She's awesome.
So, I feel like you leave with something out. Did she, like, roast you the first time you met her or something?
No. She was real nice. She was like, oh, girl, you look good. And, you know, because I had just had my son. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to say she's loud.
No, when I say roast, sometimes, I'm not saying mean always negative. But some people like to give you a hard time. Did she give you a hard time?
Nah, but she was throwing down on some Thanksgiving food.
Mm-mm-mm.
She was throwing down. She had an
appetite. I thought she was going to tell me something like, ooh, girl, you're looking over there looking like whatever, so. Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-mm. No, she didn't roast me at all.
Okay.
She did not roast me at all.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite thing on Thanksgiving is, like, before we eat, we all hold hands, and we all say what we thankful for. And so I love to see what everybody says they're thankful for. That's my favorite thing.
Oh, isn't that cute? Isn't that cute, audience? Isn't that cute what she just said?
Oh my gosh!
You know, I think they agree with me.
Aww.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Because you won't be here on Wednesday. You won't be on here before Thanksgiving again. What are some of the stuff you're thankful for?
Hmm.
I said, what is some of the stuff that you're thankful for?
Ooh, I'm thankful for my son. I'm thankful for my family, my mom. Like, she has done so much for me, and I couldn't thank her enough. I'm thankful for what God has gave me the opportunity to do and the goals that he has set for me. I'm thankful for a lot. Even though I have backtracked, it's always a reason, and I'm thankful for that.
Most definitely. Well, what am I thankful for? I'm thankful for, first of all, I'm thankful for life, man. Life in itself, because I don't take this for granted. And everyone is always wondering why I get excited for birthdays and all that. Because every year, man, there's people who I know, close friends, everything, that have passed away. And they pass away in their 20s. They didn't get to see tomorrow. Like, and I feel like every day, no, I do stuff myself too, but I feel like when I'm enjoying life, I'm doing this for them too. Because if they were alive, that's what they would want to see. They want to see me enjoying life. So I definitely do that. I'm thankful for my family because my family is very supportive. That's the reason why a lot of times, y'all see the energy I come with a lot of stuff I do because they allow me to, you know, they try to support me. And, you know, it doesn't mean they're involved with everything I do. It just means that as long as they are supportive and, hey, you know, are proud of me for going through what I love doing, that's all that matters to me. So
yeah.
I'm thankful for that. Man, I'm thankful for I got a job. Because, you know, a lot of people are always trying to hate on working a job. But sometimes, man, y'all always be whining about where y'all going to find money and do stuff at. But y'all, sometimes it's okay to humble yourself and have a job so that you can get the money to be able to fund your things yourself. But, yeah, so I'm thankful I have a job that challenges me. I don't feel like I'm just there and I'm not doing something that, like, I'm doing something that requires me to actually use my actual brain power. And,
yes,
you know, I'm just not bored. And then, you know, I'm in a relatively private space at my job. And so it allows me to be able to not feel like, you know, I'm trapped in this small cubicle or whatever. Like, I'm very thankful for that. I was in the cubicle long, and they put me into an office, and this huge desk and nice view of the Fort Worth skyline, all of that. Every day I get to see that. And it's what inspires me. And people always wonder why when I'm at work, I'm always, you know, I'm usually in a very good mood. It's because I'm thankful every day, man. I'm like, yeah, I'm here. I'm working with you. I work with all you guys because you told me before, you know, at one point in time, I thought I was going to be working at one spot forever. I'm not going to what that company was called, but, you know, I feel like I was going to be working there forever. And now I see that, you know, there was bigger potential for me. And so I'm so thankful that I took a leap of faith.
Yeah.
Another thing I'm thankful for, I know I'm like long, y'all know I'd be long winded. I'm thankful, and I'm not just, I know I sound so corny saying this, but I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful for Nate. I'm thankful for y'all because, one, I want to get to Nate, which I told her getting this on Wednesday. I'm thankful for Nate because Nate, man, like, although she's not here, she stays really close. She stays close to touching me when I'm on the show and keep this bond. And it was, like, so dope. We went on when I got a chance to meet her for the first time finally in Atlanta. I've had, if y'all know the history of the show, you know, my co-hosts have been from other areas, you know, have been from other areas, not living where I'm at. And so
yeah.
It's always been hard to, like, really network with them and, you know, be able to mingle, do the show together, or just enjoy each other's company, just celebrate, man, we doing this, man. And so Atlanta, we get to host events and everything. So that was fun. And we, everywhere we went, like, everybody felt our energy of just how natural, how much we bring energy to our room, and people loved it. So I'm thankful for her for that. And I finally had a chance to shoot her myself, so that was dope too. And like I said, I'm thankful for you because I don't go backwards in time with Chelsea. So I'm see, because this is always a magic question. How am I always trying to figure this piece of the puzzle out? Like, maybe you might be able to tell me this. because I feel kind of lame for not really knowing this part. Like, how do we first link? I don't remember when, but I don't remember when we first linked. I remember the first project we did, but not just when we first linked.
I think it had. Instagram, I think.
I know Instagram. I'm going back in time, and I'm looking. Let's see. Okay, you going back. Yeah, I'm going to go back. That's what y'all be like, man. I keep my DMs on lock because I be needing to know, man. Okay, so yeah, it was back on April 9th. I remember.
Okay.
I said,
okay. Well, on Instagram.
I said, Queen, your work is A plus. Glad to see you be another great example of talent in Fort Worth. And you said, thank you. I said, you're very welcome. I said, we definitely, which I spelled definitely wrong, but I did correct myself. Well, we would definitely be working together. She said, and you were like, yeah, I'm always free. Just let me know. That's me doing the Chelsea voice. I look now. I remember I had this white dress. And I was like, oh, I said, are you available Saturday to the dress? And she was like, yeah, blah, blah. If I can come in, bam. Everything fell together. And I remember you were talking about, yeah, you had to drive to Dallas and stuff all the time. So,
yeah. So I was glad.
Yeah, I'm
just
kind of going all the way back through.
Yeah.
And I remember we were talking about what we did, blah, blah. And my rude ass even tell you my name. Went that long in the conversation, never said my name. And then you hear, yeah, I'm Chelsea, yeah. So, yeah, I remember, like, so I'm going to say this part, and I'm going to leave it here, and then kind of go from there. Like, so, see, like, you were saying, you started coming, but it didn't had that much money at the time, so I stopped. Then I started going on Facebook model search and commenting on posts that said models wanted today for a shoot. And recently, now I'm a brand ambassador for a clothing company. My first shoot is tomorrow. So, yeah, so just kind of going off of that and going forward, yeah, I remember, man. You had to go to something right there at the time, and you still made it through, came to shoot, and then we ended up shooting. And so, y'all, it was dope. Like that point forward, I knew that, man, I was gonna work this person. Like I knew I was gonna be. I had a bond with Chelsea that was like, you couldn't separate it, man. She like it was just so dope, and just like her energy. You could feel like she felt like, man, somebody like really saw something. It was like, hey, opportunity, bam. And, you know, it wasn't trying to gouge you or whatever. You know, I just gave you opportunity and you took it and you really embraced it. And I remember how people were levitating towards you then. People were like, man, dang, man, who is she? Blah, 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 blah. I was getting that a lot. I was like, okay. You know, I'm thinking, okay. You know, I might just be getting my, you know, I've dealt with people before where they're a wolf with sheep's clothing, and all of a sudden, yeah, they might have been great the first time, and they whacked them the next couple of times. But every time, you were giving that same energy every time. Every shoot, Chelsea gives me her best every shoot, man. And the thing is, I'm so thankful for you because, like I said before, I said earlier to you, it's rare that you get a person that is like dime, that's a dime, that's humble, and that works hard and don't want this shit that's handed to them. Very rare that you get that, that whole entire spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you do that. Like, and I think that's what makes you even more attracted to people, is because I think some of them don't even get to really necessarily know you, don't even realize they would think you're that much better if they even knew you some more. But some of them, of course, they go out there and look and say, she a bad man, she a birdie man, blah, blah. But I think what makes them levitate to you more is you have this positive energy that, you know, especially if somebody is positive with you, it really shines out of you. And so, you know, and you haven't wavered. You've been the same. You've given the same energy or even more since day one. And you don't find that often, man. You do not find that often. And for me, man, I know for me, I know y'all finna say get the sad violin out. But for me, man, like it makes me. I always feel like somewhere in my heart, man, it really hits me home, man, because, you know, I didn't think I had someone that really, when they really say they really are on my team, locally, you know, locally, they really mean that, and they're going to work hard as hell, and I don't have to tell them to work hard. Like, One thing you said earlier to me was, sometimes you don't realize your own glow. And I think you need to, because you're much more impactful than you realize. And thing is, you're very positive. And for the motherfuckers that be out there that's full of that negative energy, that be trying to approach her and trying to take away, dim her light, fuck y'all. Fuck y'all, man. Huge fuck y'all to y'all. So again, Chelsea, I'm thankful for you, man. I am very thankful that you're just so supportive. Hey, I know I just said like about a 7-minute speech alone just about you, but I don't think y'all understand, man. Like, there's a reason why she's the co-host for this damn show now. Like, there's no disrespect to the previous co-host. You know, I have no ill will towards her. But, I couldn't pass the opportunity that I finally had somebody here locally. So if I want to start doing show live remotes and stuff, I can do them with the person that's here, one. And two, I couldn't pass up with someone of your work ethic.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the same, like, one of the thing that this show has always done is, like, even people who've been in the past and current, it has always allowed a platform for people to have a voice. And it allowed, especially from the models who've been on here on the show, it has allowed for the opportunity for people to realize they're more than just the model you see. And you I think it allows you to have more opportunity, because people obviously, you don't get to kind of be inside your head some. So that's pretty much my last thing. And yes, like I said, I can go on forever about you, but those are just a few of the things. Like, again, I'm thankful for you, for, you know, God put you into my life and you be consistent and never wavering on me. So I thank you so much, Chelsea. Uh-oh. Did I lose her? Oh, Lord, I done lost her. No. Okay, let's see. Get her back in. she was on, right? I'm like, no. I'm they're dropping. Okay, so we gonna get her back in here in a moment. Oh Lord, her phone must have died. But nonetheless, I wait for her. Again, I also say this. I'm thankful for y'all that listen to the show, man. I say that every day, but I can't say it enough. I'm so thankful for y'all that listen to this show, because when y'all listen, y'all tell y'all friends about it, and they come listen, and they tell their friends about it, and they come listen, and this goes on and on and on. And y'all allow me to do the show that I want to be able to do and be able to just give a piece of myself for y'all for every show, no matter if it's just about myself or if it's just random topics, whatever, or interviews, I get to give a piece of myself. So I appreciate y'all for supporting the platform and listening and letting your friends know to listen as well. Like, That's what makes this go around, man. Y'all's continued support. So again, I'm thankful for y'all. That's as simple as you can put it. Mm-mm-mm. So yes, that's what's going on. Oh, and there's Chelsea. She dropped. I can't believe you, Chelsea. Your whole thing dropped while I was pouring my heart out to you.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. A big ass bug flew on my shoulder.
Oh no!
Yeah, I dropped my phone.
Oh Lord, I figured your battery died or something. Oh, that was crucial.
Shit. I screamed for my life.
But yes, nonetheless, yeah, I was, I don't know what part you dropped out at, but I was pretty much pouring my heart out. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Because you're there, you understanding, you work with me, you've been, like, you just, I'm not going to get into it, but I appreciate you. Thank you.
What you not going to get into? You're not going to get into it. What were you not going to say? Now you got me wondering
I was going to say a lot, but we just been going back and forth, so I was just going to save it for, like, maybe after.
Oh no! You can't do that. Don't do a radio tease to us. No. You tell me
it wasn't a radio tease.
What? Okay, you tell me right now. What is? What was you gonna say? Don't be doing this to me.
I was just gonna say thank you for being there for me. You understanding. You work with me, you put up with me, you've been getting me out of my comfort zone. I mean, you're a good friend. And not hopefully, but when we get to the goal, it's gonna come smooth.
Yes, yes. And so me and Nate were talking about because we're trying to start doing these meet and greet things once a year now during the summer. So we were talking. I was like, oh, yeah, I think we're going to do ATL again. Cause I was like, ATL. Our first time at ATL, that was lit.
For real.
But she was, I had never been. And I went finally this past summer. That's how I met Nate. And it was crazy. But nah, I'm supposed to meet. She was talking about It being in Vegas this time, which I've never been to Vegas.
Ooh.
So that would be interesting. Yeah, I know. So you need to go ahead and start, I'm putting some money in that piggy bank so we can make it happen. Let's go.
I'm free.
So, yes. So I'm like, okay, I might be another dope meet and greet. I see what she's trying to do. So, yeah. That'd be fun. We're just trying to figure out what we're gonna do, man. So I'm excited. I gotta figure out this whole cruise situation when I'm going to cruise next summer. Y'all know me. I don't sit still in the summer. I move around, baby. So yeah. But anyways, y'all, make sure y'all go cop the. So a couple of things y'all need to go do. Make sure y'all go cop the almost recent issue of Human Cameras magazine that dropped last week. That's a veterans issue. That's issue number 49. The 50th issue is next month. Y'all, 50th issue. 50th issue is the Naughty or Nice, which those our highest selling issue ever is last year's Naughty or Nice issue. So that tells you something. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited what y'all got up y'all sleeve. So stay tuned for that. I will also say, we're going to be doing like this Friday. So of course, I know I'm a photographer out of here too. Laser Focus Photos. Chelsea's the official brand ambassador for the brand. And so yeah, so we're doing our first poster project with each other, which we already have designed it, getting ready to release it this Friday for Black Friday. So we'll be dropping it in. If y'all want, if you want to get it sooner, go ahead. You'll be able to put your orders in sooner. You can always see your money in pre-order money into Chelsea. If you do that, I mean, I'll buy in bulk to send to you, and you might get it for cheaper. So do right, you might get it for cheaper.
Yeah.
So
yes,
yeah. So yeah, again, we drop it on Friday, and I'm excited, man. Like,
come out and get them. I already have people wanting some right now.
Oh yes, I can get them online. So yeah, we will be getting ready to order to make sure that we got some for the following, at least start for the following week, so that we'll make sure we have some on hand throughout December. But y'all can also order them online. And so yeah, man, $10, just $10. So yes. And that's it, man. Well,
all right,
Chelsea.
Everybody. Yes.
Anything else you got coming up we need to know about?
In January, everybody in Cali, I will be out there, so come out, come see me. I will let y'all know where my location will be when it gets closer to.
You gonna be in Cali? Ain't tell nobody.
Yes, it just got finalized. Well, it's still in the works, but we getting there.
How long you gonna be out there in Cali?
The weekend.
Oh, okay, I was about to say I gotta watch you.
Why?
I know, so I got to watch it. She ain't tell me until just now she's going to be in Cali. She wrong. She knows she wrong for that. All right. Okay, yeah, so we're excited for that. Yes. Other than that, man, shoot. Oh, I got a secret Human Cameras project getting ready to drop on Black Friday, too. So y'all stay tuned for that. Also, if you're in the industry, if you are a rapper, a singer, artist, model, photographer, magazine publisher, anybody in the entertainment industry is in it, not just a spectator, in it. Make sure you join DustSpot.com. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If you want the site to work, don't just be on there by yourself. Feel free to share feedback on other people's shit. Because sometimes I be seeing people do that. Y'all post and y'all keep it moving. And y'all be like, oh, nobody wants to say nothing to me. You got to show love to get love, baby.
Yeah.
So, simple as that. All right, so that's it, man. I'm done blabbing for the day. We are rolling on out. Chelsea, let them know how they can stalk you.
Oh, you can stalk me, everybody, on Twitter at Monet Monet. That is M-O-N-E-T. You can also find me on Instagram at underscore beauty of Monet underscore. And, I mean, if you want to go to my Snapchat, too, I mean, hey, it's Chelsea underscore boo with 3 0s.
All right, then.
So go on there and come see me. And remember, if you want to get whooped in Mortal Kombat, I will post it on my Instagram.
This is ridiculous. This nonsense you're talking. So, yes, also, people. Reminder, if you are on, you it's pretty much if you want to be able to find all of our links and be able to get to them quicker, if you forget any of them, if you go to DustSpot, DustSpotRadio, it will allow you to see the radio hub of our show and even see our bios, which will allow you to see you'll be able to click the buttons for the respective social media that you want to go to, and it will allow you to follow us there. So that has a Snapchat there, chats on there, has a Twitters, Instagrams, Facebooks, all that. So y'all go show some love, man. Come check them out. So
yes.
That's it, man. We rolling out, y'all. Remind y'all on everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or there's a
U,
there is a way. You tune in to another episode of Life That Does Live with your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl,
Chelsea Monet.
All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Bye, y'all.